A title appears over a black background. Wind. In a rumbling dwelling, a boy awakens atop his bed. He clutches a pencil while a drawing of a rocket ship covers a page of the notepad beside him. He lifts his groggy gaze to strings of overhead light bulbs hanging from the ceiling. An elderly woman stares worriedly, then gives her grandson a reassuring smile. As she places a potato inside a wooden box atop a pink cloth, he shows her the drawing depicting both of them riding inside the ship. She grins and offers him a potato from a tray. He bobbles it from hand to hand, then drops it in the box with the other potato. She folds the cloth over the box and ties the ends into a bow on top. The boy hurries outside of their small shack, which stands in a desolate, rocky landscape. He and his grandma pass a few plants growing in soil-filled tires. As two boulders floating above their world surface collide, they turn with a start. The boy runs on ahead with the box. The view pulls back, revealing their world to be a craggy floating rock formation no more than a few hundred feet across. The boy dashes over a footbridge leading to a similar rock hovering across a vast shaft. On its surface stands a platform topped by a tall cylindrical canister with several boilers attached, resembling a rocket with no cockpit. The boy tugs a length of cable from a reel and loops it around his waist, then his grandma fastens the hooked end. They gaze up to a bright light shining from an opening in the top of the cavernous shaft. With a running start, the boy leaps off the edge and somersaults through the air. As the cable goes taut, he spreads his arms exuberantly among the drifting rocks before reaching toward the distant light. Spying a colander floating past, he snags it. He ducks out of the path of a sailing wrench before snatching it, too, then a piece of corrugated sheet metal, and lastly, a floodlight fixture. His grandma gets up from the platform and he shows her his haul. He dons the colander like a helmet, bringing a smile to her face. Later, he helps out as she hammers the metal siding to one of the boilers and tightens a lug nut. She welds the light fixture to the boiler's underside, creating a nozzle. The boy checks off the last of five boxes surrounding a sketch of the canister and boilers, forming the rocket's booster and thrusters. A box labeled with question marks is drawn near the cockpit section, showing he and his grandma riding one behind the other. The boy heaves a sigh as he gazes upward. His grandma sets the wooden box on her lap. He sits beside her and they eye one another. Each tugs one end of the bow and the cloth slips free from the box. Each lifts a potato from inside, then they gently touch them together and take a bite. Now, with the cable tethered around his waist, the boy floats to a huge metal storage container and opens a door. Finding it empty, he propels himself on through the floating rocks past a rusted-out, flattened car. He spies something in the distance. It's a damaged airplane. Now, he sits in the plane's single-seat cockpit as his grandma reels it in on the cable. He toggles the joystick back and forth, then looks around, startled. His grandma peers inside and he hops out. He changes his notepad drawing to show just him in the cockpit and her tied to the rocket's booster. She shakes her head. As he makes further adjustments, she touches his arm and gives another sad shake of her head. He turns and kicks the nose of the plane. Throwing down his notepad and pencil, he storms off. Smoke appears to rise around the platform. The woman sees it's only dust kicked up by another huge rock nudging theirs. She turns away with a thoughtful expression. Later, gazing downward, the boy sits on a ledge, a gusty wind whipping through his hair. His grandma carries the box over and pauses behind him. A sly smile deepening the wrinkles on her face, she sinks to her knees. She sets down the box and grips one end of the bow. Turning around, her grandson takes the other end. They pull at the same time and the cloth comes loose. The boy takes one of the two potatoes from inside. A tied string encircles it, while a drawing of the boy piloting a rocket ship decorates the brown peel. His grandma moves it through the air, then sets it down. She shows him the second potato, this one featuring her self-portrait. He places it atop a rock beside the other potato, the two tied together. As they hug, his grandma's smile fades into a troubled expression. Now she uses her blowtorch to make a large cut across the wing of the airplane close to the fuselage. She hands the torch to her grandson, who finishes severing the outer paneling. He fastens a propeller onto a framework attached to the exposed end of the wing. With the airplane's nose tethered to cables, he pulls it down in place atop the cylindrical canister. He sets the colander over his head while his grandma dons a copper saucepan. She follows him up a ladder to the cockpit. He takes a seat facing upward with his back parallel to the ground, then nods to his grandmother. She closes the cockpit and hooks the cable end onto a bracket affixed to the rocket's nose. He turns away from her, his face tensed as he stares at his destination in the distance. As he pushes the throttle forward, smoke and flames spew from the rocket's thrusters before it blasts off. Hands folded, his grandma watches beside the large reel which spins, feeding out the cable. As the rocket surges through the shaft toward the bright opening, it glances off a drifting rock, dislodging one thruster. The boy pulls a strap, jettisoning the remaining trio of thrusters. The rocket's booster nozzle kicks in, propelling it further toward the light. The grandmother takes the pan from her head and smiles. Her grandson beams as the rocket journeys through the brilliant opening and out into the cloudy blue daytime sky. He pulls another strap, freeing the nose from the booster. As it soars over a chasm, makeshift propellered wings extend from the craft. It lands on a hard, flat, rugged mountaintop and stops, with one of the wings sheared off. The colander helmet drops to the ground, followed by the young pilot himself. He shields his eyes from the bright sunlight streaming down through the clouds above. A small flock of birds flies in formation overhead, then the view glides down to reveal a lush, grassy hillside. He jumps for joy. He races to the cliffside and begins hauling up the cable trailing down through the chasm to the shaft far below. He pauses with a worried expression, then resumes tugging. With bright sunlight giving way to dusky skies, he continues pulling in the cable. He stops and gazes down at a small pink object dangling from the end far below. He reels in the object, the box wrapped in pink cloth. Regarding it sadly, he sets it down on the cliff's edge where he kneels. Reaching for the bow on top with one hand, he hesitates. Now, with each hand holding one end of the bow, he pulls them free at the same time. With a bittersweet expression, he finds the box filled with potatoes. Grabbing the box, he clutches it to his chest and shuts his eyes tightly. Fade to black. Audio description created by Deluxe Entertainment, funded by Disney Plus Originals, and narrated by Laura Post. Surrounded by messages in various languages, a dedication reads, "A very special thanks to all our friends and family, but especially Grandma."